Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Before we talk about tonight, do you think Jake garnered a few Cy Young votes last night?
Yeah, he certainly did, and he continues to garner mine. I think that he's something else. You know, when he's out there pitching and you see that determination on his face to beat whoever it is, and he usually does, is unbelievable.
I thought the other guy stepped up pretty good last night, too, because he had not been pitching well, but he did last night.
No, he really did. He mixed his pitches well. You know, I think he got almost every pitch where he wanted it. And we did hit some balls hard right at people and didn't get rewarded for those hard hits, but he pitched a heck of a game. You know, anytime you're going against Jacob DeGrom and you're trying to, you know, match him pitch for pitch and you do a pretty good job, you've done something.
Take me through that last inning where you scored and what you're thinking as you get up to Rajai at that point.
Yeah, you know, I think that at that point you are just trying to get a rally going, getting somebody on base, and you want a big hit. You know that whenever Nemo's in that nine spot, which is one of the reasons we double switched him in, you know, he's coming up fourth that inning. You got a chance to extend the inning. So you just need to get one guy on, get Nemo to the plate. It doesn't matter if it's left or right. He's going to get on, you know, almost 50% of the time, it feels like. And he did. You know, he got the hit batsman. And then you're thinking, okay, we got a chance at this thing. And, you know, Raj was the right call because he is a great matchup against that pitcher. You know, and in September, you're kind of boxed in what you can do. You know, he can't bring in a lefty. Just like we had Avalon face Taylor the night before, he's faced with the same situation.
Yeah.
You can't go to a lefty. You can't go to a righty against Raj because then we got Michael Conforto sitting there.
Yep.
So in September and probably next year when you have to face three hitters, if they implement that rule, you're in a box, and Raj was the right guy, and he came through.
I know that you're very familiar with him, but any hesitation at all because of the lack of at-bats in the 0 for 10 at all?
No, you know, because of his preparation.
Okay.
You know, he's done a great job for us when he comes off the bench in limited time to hit the ball hard, and that's what you're looking for, just solid contact, and he got solid contact last night.
Zach Wheeler tonight, you know, I've always felt, I talked to Zach about this in the past, that he always felt kind of left out in 2015. You know, Noah, Mats, DeGrom were part of things as they went to the World Series, and Zach was sidelined then, and he has a chance tonight against the same Dodger team.
He really does, you know, and he's been proving himself in this race. You know, his last three starts have been outstanding, and they mean something. So he stepped up when we needed him to the most, and I'm sure he'll do that again tonight.
Jeff McNeil, you got him at third base today.
Yeah, you know, obviously Frazier's a little banged up. He looks like he broke his ankle from the foul ball the other day. It looks like he broke his hand from the bruise on his hand now since he got hit by the pitch last night. He's going to be fine, but he definitely needed a day today to recover. We'll have him available off the bench, and you can't lose anything when you got McNeil in any position.
I think all your position players will feel fine tomorrow as soon as they see Coors Field.
Yeah, they will. They're going to be tired, but they will. You know, we're going to have a late night tonight. The altitude takes its toll as well on your sleep and what you can do, but Coors Field is usually a hitter's dream, so I'm sure they'll be ready to go once they get there.
Good luck tonight, Mickey. Thanks.
Yep, thanks a lot, Ed.